Welcome to the USEA official podcast and a new episode, which I have to admit, I wish we were recording in different circumstances, because over the weekend, we very, very sadly lost one of the eventing community to a tragic fall at Rocking Horse Trials, and Kat Morell and Carry On, who tragically lost their lives while competing in a sport that they absolutely loved. Rob Burke is with me, and Rob, we just wanted to take a few minutes to talk, obviously, the really, really awful loss of Kat, but also the impact that it has on the wider community, because even those that didn't know her, it affects as well. But I think, first of all, we just have to express our condolences from this side of the pond, because everybody in the British eventing circuit, everybody over here, understands and feels that pain along with you, because it is so, so sad. And unfortunately, something that happens in our sport, and we need to make it safer, and we're all trying to do so, but very, very sad loss.
Yeah, it's been a terribly difficult week, to say the least. You know, the tragedy in losing these two is not lost on me. It's not lost on the United States Eventing Association, and I'll say the United States Equestrian Federation as well. You know, we look to this tragedy as what it is, and we want to express our sincere condolences to everyone who knew this pair, who loved this pair, to her family, to all those that supported them, and say that from our standpoint, we will learn as much as we possibly can from this and grow and improve.
I think that's a really valid point. And to be honest, it's why we wanted to have this conversation, because it's obviously not the circumstance in which you want to be having it. But actually, this is the time to be learning. This is the time to be making changes. Obviously, safety is very much at the forefront of the USEA, of the USEF, of the FEI. What are the next steps? Because obviously there is a certain level of protocol in situations such as this. How much can you tell us, and in terms of what happens next? Because I know that's a question on a lot of people's lips.
Yeah. So I will say there was a very strong officials team there on site. And amongst those individuals, they were able to evaluate the incident. They were able to take a look at all the factors. They were able to do interviews and collect that information, as they always do, to report out as much as they can possibly gather so that we can learn from it in the future and, again, grow from it. Those are submitted primarily in the form of a technical delegate's report, and those go forward to the USEF, at which point they will evaluate and go through a process of having several review panels, both for the rider as well as for the horse, with experts in those areas. And they'll evaluate as much as they can to learn as much as they can. But this is a data collection process that goes on not just for days, it goes on for weeks and for months ahead. And you know, from the United States Eventing Association side of things, we also take as much information as we can. We educate ourselves. We take a look at any rule changes we need to put forward to the USEF. We take a look at any ways we can fund and improve the sport and the safety of the sport, because that is our mission, and our focus is education about the sport and for the sport.
Now, I appreciate that obviously some parts of that review aren't going to be suitable for release to the wider audience, particularly any sort of medical information, anything like that. But I know transparency is a word that we've talked about before, Rob, and something that's really important to the USEA. So is there going to be some sort of guidance in terms of those lessons that are learned out to the wider audience?
Yeah, absolutely. And for us at the USEA, we will communicate those both through our website and through, we obviously, and always try to touch our members in any way we possibly can, not only online, but also in person at our convention and elsewhere, where we give a thorough evaluation of what we can do, what we've learned. And I know that the USCF is also committed to distributing as much information, again, as you said, about what they have gained from their reviews and, again, to help push the needle forward, push the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is an area that is developing all of the time. We talk a lot about frangible devices and safety devices and the sorts of fences that are easier for horses to understand compared to others. Moving forwards, obviously, that sort of technology is developing all of the time. It is also very expensive. I know it's an area that the USEA have dedicated a huge amount of in the past as well. I imagine that's only going to grow as we head into the next few years too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are so many factors involved in risk assessment when it comes to our sport. And one of those is fences and the type of material available. And I'll say that at the USEA, we have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in just the last a few years, not only in getting that frangible equipment in the hands of our organizers, but also researching frangible devices and rotational falls. And at the same time, the USCF has also likewise followed suit with investment in frangible device distribution. So we take that, and that's what we've done to date. And again, improvements have been made over the years. It's always tough to say that in during a time of tragedy, but dramatic advancements in the sport have occurred in recent years. We see new devices coming forward all the time. And on that note, I'll say that I think, you know, well, I'd say that there are so many different aspects of this that we have to look at. You know, at the USCA, we focus on every piece of the puzzle we can: rider preparation, horse preparation, adequacy for the level, course design, safety equipment, horse suitability, officials training, all these things. You know, it's such a large puzzle that when you put it together, we're able to, again, create more of a safety net as much as possible. And I'll say that I've been really impressed in recent days with the outpouring of support from the public as they donate towards frangible safety and the distribution of this equipment.
I think it's a measure of the eventing community that even those that didn't know Kat, that even those on the other side of the world, that anybody involved in the sport actually feels a personal attachment, because actually it is an eventing community. And it could be anybody. You think it might not be you, it might not be me, whatever. But ultimately, these advancements that can be made make a massive difference. And we see in times such as this, when the going really does get tough, that the eventing community pull together, and that can make a real difference as well. And we know that people will be getting behind raising funds, will be getting behind the USEA, will be getting behind any sorts of learnings that can come out of what has so sadly unfolded. Because actually, if we can make changes, if we can make developments, make advancements, make improvements to make sure that this can be avoided in the future, then absolutely every single person in the eventing community will be behind that. Rob, thank you, because I appreciate it is a really, really difficult time for everybody. And I know it's not the conversation that we wanted to have at all, but I think it's really important that people know, and I know it's really important to the USEA to be transparent and to talk about, you know, what happens next. And the developments that will be made. And I know that you'll be keeping everybody updated, and I'm sure there'll be messages through this podcast as well. But thank you, because it does make a massive, massive difference, and we really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you very much for providing the opportunity for, you know, me, like everyone else, to, you know, express my grief, express the grief of the association and the Federation, and help us move forward and grow.
To anybody who has been affected, Rob, that might need to talk to somebody or wants to, you know, get a little bit of help or support at this time, am I right in saying that there is a method to do that through the USCF?
There is, yes. The USCF has first aid hotline, a mental health first aid hotline that is available to those who are directly affected. It is set up for the USCF members, but it also is extended on to our, I'd say, our whole community, those who were most closely affected by this. That number is 1-800-633-3353. It's an excellent resource, and I think we all need to take seriously our mental health. And that's a broader discussion for another day. But we can't take it for granted.
It absolutely is. Listeners, we will be back very soon with another episode for you. But for now, all we can say is our most sincere condolences with Kat Morrell's family, everybody that knew her, anybody that was involved at Rocking Horse as well, because we absolutely know they will be feeling it too. And we'll be back very soon for another episode. But thank you all very much for your support.